It's been about 4 years since we've heard from Grammy-nominated artist Eric Benet. Now the R&B singer is back with his new album, Love and Life, which just debuted at number 11 on the Billboard 200 chart. And the first single of the album, You're the Only One, held the number one spot on Urban Adult Contemporary charts for 3 weeks. Eric Benet popped into our studios to speak with News & Notes host Farai Tadea about his new album, about parenthood, and growing through life's lessons.
This was the first time in my career, and this is always something that I wanted to do, but it's happening now, and it's very apropos that it's happening right now, as it should, where the record label just gave me a check and said, okay, this is how much it's going to cost for you to go make a record. Go make a record. And let us hear what you got when you're finished. And that's what I did. I went back home to Milwaukee. I wanted to make a record that was all about going back to the roots, of music, almost like an homage to the kind of R&B and the kind of records that made me fall in love with the idea of becoming an artist.
Well, you have had some incredible success already, both with the album hitting the charts and also the third week for the single, You're the Only One, hitting the number one on the urban radio charts. Give me a sense of where you think your influences are specifically. Give me a song that's on your album, and not a song that it's derivative of, but a song that maybe evokes things for you that was something you might have listened to when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm. You take a song like One More Tomorrow on my record, which is actually a song that was written the day my daughter was born. My daughter's 16 now. But One More Tomorrow I recorded just now for this album, Love and Life. You can, when you hear the strings and the movements of the strings, I mean, you can't help but to, you know, it's not just an R&B string section. It's very classical and it's orchestral sensibilities. And
what's it like singing with your own daughter, who's now in the bloom of her teenage years?
Yeah.
What is it like?
I got to tell you, sometimes India is 16. Sometimes it's like holding back tears. Sometimes we just did a few daytime television shows and to promote to promote the record, because we're always at home singing. We're constantly singing at home. And one day I decided to just go. I was sitting at the computer and I thought, well, hey, let me do one of these little YouTube things. I had India come on over and sing. We did an a cappella version of my single, You're the Only One, and just kind of put it out there. And the response was crazy. The response was so great that, you know, some people had asked, okay, Eric, you have a gig on the Today Show. Would it be possible for your daughter to sing background also? We saw the YouTube clip and it was incredible. So, yeah, being on stage, looking over at my incredibly beautiful and talented daughter, doing what she loves so much. She's in love with music as much, or not, if more than I was at that age. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing. It really is. I'm blessed in so many areas of my life, and being a father is by far the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. And she is my source of happiness. I don't care what they say. Let's go back to our world. Baby, don't you throw this love away. All right, what about your sexy song, Chocolate Legs? I'll just be real here. You've made tabloid headlines for issues around sex. Yeah.
And some of your famous relationships.
Right.
when you write a song like that, do you worry that all of a sudden people are flipping back the pages to what they've read about you, whether or not it's something that actually represents you?
I've always been the kind of person who, before all that stuff happened, I've kind of always been the guy who kind of needed people to like me in order to feel good about myself. Going through that process, I had to learn very quickly not to rely upon, you know, me being the most popular and well-liked person. Through the process of that, there was a lot of growth. There was a lot of just relying on my heart, relying on my gut, and keeping, you know, people who are the most important to me and love me the most in my life. So in saying all that, I don't really put a lot of energy into caring what people think anymore. It's the media's job sometimes, in order to sell records, to sell magazines, to get ratings on television. You know, they want to polarize things. They want to make, okay, this person is the villain, this person is the victim, and the story is very clear, so, you know, we can get our message across. That's not always the case. But the bottom line is, yeah, I just kind of go from my gut and don't really give a lot of attention to what others might think, who or what I am. I just, you know, just try to let my life and the lessons I've learned be the example from now on.
Have you been able to talk to or chosen to talk to Halle Berry since she's a mom now and say congratulations or anything like that?
Well, we haven't spoken together in about four or five years now, and it's not by my choice, but so through the press or just through putting the message out there that I'm very happy for her and that I want, you know, nothing but happiness, and it looks like she's, I've seen pictures of the baby. It's a beautiful child. How could it not be? And that's about as close as I got to actually congratulating her. But I am happy for her.
From your album, Love and Life, is there any lyric that you wrote that comes to mind that really is meaningful to you?
The first song on the record is called Love, Patience, and Time. If there's anything that I've learned, you know, in my years on this planet, it's that the power of God is very much alive in all of us. And we have within us all the tools that we need to overcome whatever personal obstacle or whatever global obstacle we may face. And so I really wanted to start the record off giving people an idea of where my mind is at, but, you know, really where my heart is at.
I believe in the power inside of my heart. God is the source from whom we're never apart. No challenge too great and no cause is too small. This infinite love is inside of us all.
That's just kind of my general philosophy of maneuvering our way through this eventful journey, you know, of life.
Well, thanks for coming into the studio.
Very, very much my pleasure.
That was NPR's Farai Today, talking with Grammy-nominated artist Eric Benet. He was at our studios at NPR West, and you can watch video of this interview online at nprnewsandviews.org.